year, and they logged in over 30,000 hours.
We're at the Emergency Food Network in New Hope. A group of about 16 has gathered for a night of volunteering. Just looking at them, you don't see much in common. Some are fresh out of college, and others are enjoying retirement.
And some of these zippers, it looks like are broken. It's not absolutely necessary that
they try on smocks and move into the clean room. As Sarah from EFN explains, they are separating 100-pound bags of pinto beans into 2-ounce bags with cooking instructions. These bags will make their way to food shelves across the Twin Cities. They get to work right away, creating 2 assembly lines that scoop, measure, and twist tie the bags of beans. What brings together this ragtag group of volunteers? They're atheists.
Well, atheism is just an idea. It's a view in which there is no God.
Eric Jane is the president of the Minnesota Atheists. This group gets together about 12 or 13 times a month, has a mailing list of 3,000 members and 300 active financial investors. Volunteering is just one of several activities that includes book discussions, craft night, and events such as the Pride Parade. Shirley Mull has been a part of the Minnesota Atheists since the beginning, with her husband, Stephen Peterson.
I was raised as an atheist, but the way I was treated as an atheist was not very good. I knew more ways to get home without getting beat up.
Mall was raised in Pennsylvania and moved to Minnesota when she was 19. She's now 72.
Everyone knew I was an atheist at work. If anyone tried to save me or whatever, they were dead meat. Putting it mildly.
Mall and her husband, Stephen Peterson, were founding members of the society. He says as time went on, the group became more accepted.
I can remember being at Hopkins for Raspberry Days. One person stopped by at the end and said, "Oh, I just wanted to see your booth," and we were all excited. And she said, "Well, I just couldn't believe the atheists were actually here." And she thought we were part of the freak show. Now when we go to most events, we're kind of just a part of the fabric.
Peterson seems to be right. As I spoke to younger members of the group, they said that their friends and even family were accepting. Alyssa Eney is out to her immediate family and friends. She was afraid to tell her parents, but they took it very well.
I used to be very religious, and I taught Sunday school, and I went to church frequently, and all of a sudden I realized that what I believed I had just been told. And once I started questioning things and thinking for myself, it didn't make sense to me anymore.
She says that this group is important. It builds a sense of community and lets them know they're not alone. President Eric Jane agrees.
We're all social creatures, and we all want to kind of congregate and communicate with each other. And you know, if you're a Christian, it's pretty easy to find a place to go to for that. There's churches all over the place.
Jane says that events are important to show the community that atheists are normal people.
Well, I think that a lot of people think that if we don't get our moral instruction from the Bible or from the Quran or some sort of a religious holy book, then we are probably not very moralistic, we're not very ethical. So and I think there's also this idea that atheists are very curmudgeon-y, grumpy, grouchy, sticks in the mud. So it's just not true.
Jane is a husband and father, so what if one of his kids found religion?
Well, I would probably kick them out of the house. I'm kidding, I wouldn't do that. I would just talk with them a little bit if they're open to talking about it and just explore their thinking process and just have a conversation with them. You know, I would accept them no matter what they believe. It's unconditional love when you have a child. So if they decided they wanted to become a Christian, then they would just be misinformed. But they would still be my child.
The Minnesota Atheists are like any other group of belief, or non-belief, rather. They're looking for people of similar mindsets to share their thoughts. But Jane makes a good point, that even though they want to be accepted, they also have to accept the differences in others. This is Manda Lilly for KFAI. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.